Recapping our area game of the week on Mix 101.7 this morning in the huddle, and joined now by Alt Aurelia co-head coach Chris Reinert as the Warriors fall in Albert City to Sioux Central 8-6 in Class A District 2 play. Coach, tough to come up just short. Your overall thoughts? Really just a tough, hard-nosed game last night.
It was. Yes, it was. Indeed, we talked about that on the way home. That was one of the most physical games that we've been involved with in a long time. A lot of good, hard, clean hits, and unfortunately, we're just looking for that break that we need, and we just can't get it right now.
Well, Coach, you trailed 8-0 going into the second half, and you got that long-awaited offensive touchdown as you go 62 yards downfield, a 10-play drive, and Jacob Huseman capped that off with a 4-yard touchdown run, but the Rebels held you out of the end zone on the 2-point conversion try, and unfortunately for you guys, that proved to be the difference in the game.
Yeah, it was, and our kids did a great job. We talked about a couple things at half and made a couple adjustments, and it proved to be successful in that one drive there. Kids did a good job, marched the ball down the field. We came back, got another stop, and unfortunately we had a couple miscommunications on the next drive that stalled that drive out, and that's all it was.
Coach, you may have found something, though, with Caleb Sleezer from an offensive standpoint, as he had more than twice the carries he had combined in the first two games last night, ran it 12 times for 66 yards and showed some nice flashes.
Yeah, Caleb, and we knew he had that. We talked about Caleb a little bit last week, and each game he's gained a little more confidence as a sophomore here, and we know he has that, and it just took a couple weeks to for him to kind of get over that deer in the headlights look in the backfield, and now that he's starting to get some confidence, he's kind of a nice counterpunch to Bryce. Bryce Radke being our kind of our power back runner. Caleb's a little more shifty and can kind of explode to the hole there. So yeah, it was good to see him have some success last night.
So you close it to an 8-6 game late in the third quarter. And Coach Peck had to be extremely pleased, stopping a drive after the Rebels had been marching it downfield. I had 18 plays they put together, and the defense sure did buckle down there at the 1-yard line and eventually forced a fumble on a goal to go from the one.
Yes, they did, and that's been the character of our kids all year. It's never quit, and they had their backs to the wall. I want to say it was first and goal from the two to start that final series there for him, and our kids held him out, and we kept telling him that you never know when that ball could come loose or when we could get that break we needed, and we did there on defense.
Well, you got a couple of fumble recoveries on the night as Jared Weiland recovered one that set up your scoring drive. So you put together a couple of first downs after stopping him on goal to go, and with just over 3 minutes to go, 4th and 10 from your 30, you show a punt look but spread them out, and they call a timeout, and then you wind up faking the punt after that on an option. Weiland was stopped 5 yards short of the first down after Sioux Central had called time to take a look at the kind of spread look you put together. Was the plan to switch it up, give them a different look after that, maybe give them a look that maybe they would think you were going to be punting after all? It just didn't work out for you.
Yeah, it was. We came out with that first look, and Coach Goodchild got his timeout called just as the ball was being snapped, and we had the look we wanted. So then as we came to the timeout, that was a difficult decision because of the nature of the offense, two central runs, and for one, it's tough to stop and keep them in a three and out situation. We're down to 3 minutes there, so we talked it over. Gave the kids, the look we wanted. If they saw it, we gave them the go-ahead to not punt it away. And they saw it, and unfortunately, Sioux Central made a good play there. They had a guy kind of shot on the ball, and I'm guessing they kind of were more set on stopping the fake than they were set up a return. So they did a good job. They came up, made a play, kid made a good angle on the ball, and. Yeah, like you said, they stopped us short. So,
And the Rebels then were able to run out the clock as Altarelia comes up just short last night, but you'll be back on your home field next Friday when you welcome Woodbury Central to Alta. And some comments from Altarelia co-head coach Chris Reinert in the Saturday morning huddle. Hang in there, coach, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks again.